We got a big series going on in Arlington at Globe Life. It's the Rangers and Astros. Pretty rough one for Texas yesterday, dropping game one. But they're working the Labor Day sellout and working these next couple of games is the guy who joins us now on the ticket hotline. He's our favorite octogenarian, the head usher at Globe Life Field. It's Jesse the Usher. Hi, Jesse.
Let me know when they come to me.
Not again.
Yeah, Jesse, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello. Hey, young man, how are you?
Good. Good to talk to you again.
I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you at first through the telephone, but now I can hear you.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Can I start off by giving out a hello to someone?
Okay.
I know that Dave Reyes says my name every once in a while on the broadcast.
Dave Raymond?
Yeah, and so I'd like to give him a shout-out here, too. So
okay.
Shout-out to the Dave Raymonds.
Raymond.
Raymonds.
Raymond. I'm sure he's thrilled by that.
I think, Dave, that you are the best play-by-play guy in baseball in DFW, bar none. That's what I say, bar none.
Wow. Okay.
I got to say, I've had enough of ushering these games out there for the Rangers as they are ushering themselves right out of this pennant race.
Well, they're only a game back, and they're a half game up on Toronto. It's not over yet.
Well, it's just frustrating. It's not only frustrating for the fans and for the head ushers, but it's frustrating for the manager, too, the skipper, Boach. He's losing it. He's out of control behind the scenes.
He's losing it.
Oh, my goodness. You wouldn't believe the rants and the abuse that I've watched him issue.
Really?
He got so mad at that bullpen yesterday after the game.
Uh-huh.
He called them all a bunch of female vaginas.
Oh, gosh.
And that offended me as a person who feels like vaginas should not be gendered in any way.
Correct.
So I was very upset by that. So I recommended a different word for him to say that I can't say on the air, but it's word for the female vagina. But anyway, he went ape-ass in that clubhouse, too.
Did he?
He did. He went into his office, and he opened up 28 cans of his signature chili and dumped them on each player.
Yeah, we've heard about that chili.
He does have his own chili.
Yeah, has his own chili. And that took a long time, too, because he just had one of them hand crank can openers, too. So it took a while.
Those things take forever.
I know it. But he treated his players just awful. Awful.
Well, they've lost, 13 out of 17 or something
crazy?
I know,
but still, they're your team, you know. You can't be treating them like I treated those Germans hiding in that pill bottle.
That was a long time ago, Jesse.
Long time ago now.
Yep.
We'll do what we can. Maybe I'll get in there and give a pep talk to the team, get them to play really good. I tell you what, I think I've learned how to give a good pep talk.
Hmm. Oh, yeah? From who?
Deion Sanders.
Oh, yeah? What do you know about that?
Well, I was out there at the TCU game with them playing Colorado, Deion's new team. And I tell you, man, I'm a TCU fan, but Deion got me fired up.
Did he?
I was there in the locker room when he was giving his team that speech.
Wow.
You were?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I tell you, listening to him talk, I made me want to put on a buff uniform, run the flying V for him. Show him how it's done now. But yeah, I was right there next to him. You know, I'm his personal security detail anytime he's in the Metroplex.
You are?
Oh, oh yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm kind of his right-hand man, and so I was in charge of pushing play on Deion's boombox when he gave me the audio cue to play his fight song.
You did that.
That was you that,
that
did
was
that.
Me. That was me. That's right.
You played his theme music.
Play his theme music. I tell you, man, that was loud, too, and everything. But he knows how to get people inspired. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to recommend that to Boachie, that he needs to get someone on his boombox to press play on his, play his theme song.
Hey, it couldn't hurt right now.
Yeah, I'd try anything.
The only problem is his theme song is Fire and Rain by James Taylor, kind of a low, low
energy really number. Get the room going.
Kills the mood there,
kills the mood a little bit, but, you know, maybe I can help him with a song selection, you know. Help him weed through a Spotify list or something.
Right.
Anyway, hey, you guys see how much Trump's leading in the Republican side of things?
Jesse, right, we're going to move it along. Okay. We gotta run.
All right, now.
Okay, we'll see you. There goes Jesse the Usher and head security guy, apparently, at TCU games.